Give me that app. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Despite all the criticism, we have to admit that the president has managed to convince most of his base, which instinctively mistrusts government, to accept staying at home and not driving. That is no small accomplishment. Can you imagine Trump conservatives obeying a Democratic president who told them not to drive? But now we have to think ahead, right, to how we get back to work without reinfecting people. And I'm not sure we're going to see the same unanimity on that, because everything I hear points to testing and tracking, finding out who has the virus and then tracking them until they're free of it. There are apps that do just that. I downloaded the app that Israel's using. It took my location from Google Maps for the last 3 months and then displayed a message. According to the data collected, no points of intersection have been found with coronavirus patients. So I'm good. But I raised this idea with Jevon West, who analyzes data at the University of Washington, which has supplied the national models for the spread of the epidemic.
One of the victims of this infectious disease is going to be privacy, I think, at least in the United States, because I think more and more Americans are going to go, hey, give me that app.
Maybe. But I wonder, would Americans accept tracking as the price of opening the economy? I'm not sure even Donald Trump could pull that off. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.